On You and Yours, we like to look into the stories that you send us, and Kevin Beck from Lewisham got in touch about charges for Wi-Fi at his local hospital. It was £3.20 for 3 hours, and he thought that was too much.
I went into Lewisham Hospital for a three-monthly check-up with my consultants, and while waiting in the reception area, I was reading the newspaper. My other half got out a tablet, and up came the Wi-Fi with the price of £3.20 for 3 hours. This, I thought, with a lot of areas now offering free Wi-Fi, I thought was rather an expensive item. I would think if you were in there for a week, it would be rather expensive if you wanted to spend a few hours using the Wi-Fi to catch up with TV. If you're in hospital, you're feeling low, you really need to feel looked after. This, to me, feels they're just there to make money from you.
Kevin Beck. Well, we've been looking into charges for hospital Wi-Fi. We spoke to the Department of Health and to Kevin's NHS Trust, and both of them said it's just up to individual hospital trusts to decide what to charge for Wi-Fi or whether they want to charge at all. John Popham advises businesses and voluntary organisations on how to get the best from digital and social media, and he's been campaigning for a while now for hospitals to provide free Wi-Fi for all patients. He's in the studio with me now. Well, why should they have free Wi-Fi, John?
I think, as your correspondent said there, that people expect to have Wi-Fi these days. It's an essential tool for most of us. We need to stay connected. It's a very isolating experience being in hospital. And I think these days, most of us use social media. We connect with people all the time. And I think it adds to the stress of being in hospital if you're not able to connect with the outside world.
Would it place an extra burden, though, on trusts if it tried to provide free Wi-Fi for everybody?
Well, I think there are companies out there that will do it all for you and take the burden off you. I think in many cases it's not that difficult because most hospitals are using Wi-Fi for their own staff needs now.
But if everyone was downloading movies and stuff, wouldn't it mean they'd need lots more bandwidth and so on?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you can restrict that. And I think nobody really wants people hogging the bandwidth like that. So there are things you can do to restrict people from doing those sorts of things. But for the basics of communication that most people take for granted these days, I think Wi-Fi in hospitals and free Wi-Fi, I would say, is really essential.
So you think they could do it without incurring too many costs?
Well, I think so. And I think there are people out there and companies out there that would love to work with hospitals to provide Wi-Fi.
Now, as I said, we looked into it ourselves and that's how we found you. But we also found that usually a private company will install and run the Wi-Fi in hospitals. And one company, Spark, seems to have most of the market. Now, it charges around £3 for 2 hours, £10 for a week of use and £15 for a month of use. I mean, £15 a month, that would be what most people are paying for their Wi-Fi connection at home, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but if you're in hospital, you're paying for your Wi-Fi at home, and you've also got the other additional charge of paying for it in hospital as well. I asked people on Twitter and Facebook yesterday whether they thought that was reasonable, and the vast majority didn't, because I think most, you know, if you go in hotels, supermarkets these days, they're all offering free Wi-Fi, and I think people expect it to be free. And a lot of people, I mean, if you've seen that when people have to pay to access the TV in hospitals, most of them don't do it. And I think it's an additional cost that people just can't afford when they're at their lowest ebb.
Well, we couldn't get a hospital trust to come on and talk. We did try. We tried a dozen of them. But Lewisham, where Kevin Beck went, said that providing free Wi-Fi would take away much-needed money from essential areas. You don't accept that?
I actually think that there's a very good case that can be made for having free Wi-Fi as part of the recovery process. I think it aids stress, it takes the pressure off the patient, it takes the pressure off the relatives as well, who don't necessarily have to be there all the time. I think particularly when you're talking about children and young people in hospital, they expect parents and relatives to be there almost all the time. And I think at least if they can communicate with the outside world all the time, I mean, it's potential there to have a connection that's open all the time to talk to people if you want to. And I think that actually aids the recovery process, and I think it needs to be seen as part of that.
John Popham, thank you for that.